Considering the almost round-the-clock media coverage of speeches by modern-day presidential candidates, Herbert Hoover was by comparison, according to Timothy Walsh, director of the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library, practically a political wallflower.
In fact, Herbert Hoover gave very few major addresses during the 28 campaign. To be sure, there were these motion picture trucks traveling the country playing a silent and sound version of Master of Emergencies, which portrayed Herbert Hoover as something of a Superman helping people in need. But Hoover himself was shy, and so he was really giving relatively few addresses. One of them was going to be in his hometown. So the idea was you return home to reaffirm that your values were shaped by the community where you were born, and to carry forward as a representative of those values as a candidate for President of the United States.
A select group of the community's business and agricultural leaders were chosen to make arrangements for Hoover's August 21st homecoming. Well aware of what a history-making event this would be, the newly formed Hoover Birthplace Committee set about making sure that West Branch put its best face forward to the world. Along Downey Street and other streets, houses were painted and lawns were trimmed. Dozens of food stands were set up. Bundles of tall Iowa corn shocks decorated the town. And given the unpredictability of Iowa weather in August, two canvas tents were brought in from Chicago to provide covered seating for 18,000 people. They were set up, along with the speaking platform, which was draped in yards of red, white, and blue bunting, in the athletic field between Poplar and Oliphant Streets, about two blocks north of here. Hoover and his family arrived by train early on the morning of the 21st. In the tiny cottage where he was born, they ate a breakfast of Iowa ham and farm fresh eggs, and then visited the graves of his parents, Jesse and Huldah. They even stopped by the swimming hole on the west branch of the Wapsinonok Creek. For Herbert Hoover, the powerful connection to home and family was very much alive.
And the pride, the derivative pride that everybody from West Branch had, that one of their sons, whose roots were in this soil, as he was fond of saying from time to time, would grow up to become a multi-millionaire and a worldwide humanitarian and most likely the next president of the United States, was a source of great pride. So the tent is long gone, but the memories are still here.